Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1809 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, so we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Abraham Lincoln, and it is, a person is generally about as happy as he is willing to be. So today's nugget of wisdom is, choose to be happy. As with nearly all situations in life, happiness in almost every case is a choice that we must make, and we must make it each day. We are faced with choices continuously, from what we will wear to what we will eat, and of course, how we will act or react during the day. All of us are faced with trials and difficulties, and we can choose to be happy despite those times, or we can choose to be miserable. Choosing to be miserable won't change the difficult times and may even worsen them. But choosing instead to be happy in the face of problems will allow you to determine solutions so that you do not remain in those difficult times. Rarely, if ever, does a sour disposition help a situation. It only makes it worse. As imagers of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, we should certainly remain joyful in every case, and that joy and peace will allow us to be happy. It is our choice. What will we choose for today and every day? And the passage for today is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. Today I have given you choices between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choices you make. Oh, that you might choose life, so that your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land that the Lord swore to your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,808 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. If you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.